From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Rescuers are still drilling vent holes into a West Virginia coal mine where four miners remain missing after a Monday explosion. The state governor reports no response to banging on pipes. Searchers can't restart their work until explosive toxic methane escapes into the atmosphere. 25 people are dead. The mine's owner, Massey Energy, has racked up numerous safety violations. Federal Mine Safety Administrator Kevin Strickland says there will be an investigation, but in the meantime, he strongly suspects something was wrong with the mine's operation.
We have to ascertain the reason behind why it wasn't safe, but, I mean, an explosion wouldn't have happened if there wasn't a problem here.
The company defends its practices. Its employees have complained in the past that it doesn't adhere to requirements. Anti-government protests are rocking the Central Asian nation of Kyrgyzstan. Police have fired into a crowd in the capital, Bishkek, and witnesses report four bodies lying in the main square outside the president's office. As NPR's David Green reports from Moscow, the protesters are expressing anger over the recent arrests of opposition leaders.
This kind of unrest is all too familiar in Kyrgyzstan. 5 years ago, a street uprising toppled the nation's president. One of the protest leaders, Kurmanbek Bakiyev, became Kyrgyzstan's president. And now many of the complaints he voiced in 2005 about corruption and opposition crackdowns are being lodged against him. On Tuesday, protesters seized a regional administration building and held a local governor hostage. Now, attention has turned to the capital, Bishkek, where protesters have stormed the government's national headquarters and clashed violently with police. The protesters don't appear to have a leader, but on the streets they've been calling for President Bakiyev to step down. For its part, the U.S. has an interest in keeping Kyrgyzstan stable. American forces use Kyrgyzstan as a base for operations in Afghanistan. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
China's president will hold talks with President Obama while in Washington next week to attend a nuclear security summit. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing that the two governments are mending fences after a series of disputes.
Vice Foreign Minister Cui Tiankai told reporters today that President Hu Jintao would explain China's views on nuclear security, the first time a Chinese head of state has made such a speech at an international summit meeting. Cui also mentioned a one-hour phone conversation last week between Presidents Hu and Obama. The two presidents reached an important consensus to respect each other's core interests and matters of concern, he said, while resolving disputes in an appropriate manner and strengthening cooperation and dialogue. Cui would not directly comment on the Obama administration's new policies to limit the use of nuclear weapons. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Stock prices are higher in Asia today, with investors hoping low global interest rates will continue to push economic growth and recovery. This is NPR News. The White House says it would consider canceling an upcoming visit from Afghan President Hamid Karzai if he keeps making what the administration calls troublesome remarks said to infuriate the White House. Canceling the meeting would be a very high-profile snub. Karzai now charges that the UN and other countries interfered in Afghanistan's fraud-tainted presidential election last year, and he's threatened to join the Taliban. For 2 years, they've been the story in women's basketball. Now the University of Connecticut Huskies have gone where no other college women's basketball team has gone before, to a second straight undefeated season and back-to-back NCAA championships. NPR's Cheryl Corley reviews the championship game.
It was number one ranked Connecticut versus number two ranked Stanford, East versus West, with Connecticut hoping to make history. Stanford had ideas of its own, and the Cardinal actually led the Huskies at the end of a low-scoring first half. But as the game neared its final minutes, it was UConn in control, with ESPN announcers marking Connecticut's historic win at the buzzer.
78-0. Connecticut has won the national championship again. Number seven. For the UConn Huskies.
78 straight wins and a seventh national championship for Connecticut. The score, 53 UConn, 47 Stanford. The Connecticut Huskies set a new gold standard for women's basketball with back-to-back undefeated championship seasons. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.
Duke Blue Devils will visit the White House. President Obama has invited them after Duke won the men's NCAA championship over Butler on Monday. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.